wetu, so wetu, so wetu, wansi muenda. So wetu, amankozi muenda. Muenda po, halo, direct so wetu, muenda amankozi uku.
0530
Parafini, Parafini, Makota Pela, Makota Pela, Yaunga, Unga, Wakastoma, Zipiango, Wakastoma, Zipiango,
Zika Chitika, Musafi Mverera Kwa, Rera Kwa, Rera Kwa, Rera Kwa, Rera Kwa,
Some digs test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headline on Kombon Radio. Kawa's Makupu farmers are seek a fair compensation over mining displacement. Chambali marketeers complain over poor state of new market. And in African news, Namibian president sacks police chief after security breach. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Farmers in Makupu area of Kabwe have appealed to government authorities to intervene over what they described as unfair displacement process linked to ongoing mining activities in the area. The affected farmers say they were promised a fair compensation when investors introduced the mining operations more than a decade ago, but now fear losing their land and livelihoods without adequate payment. They allege that although initial agreements were made in 2012 and 2013 involving traditional leaders and investors, the compensation process has since changed, with the value of their properties reportedly being reduced. The farmers further claimed that their attempts to seek help from local leadership, including the area councillor and member of parliament, have not yielded results. They are now calling for urgent government intervention to ensure a transparent and fair compensation process.
Nenganda nakula pama kupuni muka mpafamu ya in 2 roomed roofed property with burnt bricks. But today, Valenje wati 5,000 eo nala anshitremo landi yoko ndingiro kuya. 22,000 eo alaba ya nganda. 27,000 eo nala kuka na yopano landi yo 3 hectares yo. Can I buy 3 hectares with 5,000 kwacha? Ulufye ngo, eno tatulefu haya. But be safe here. I'm not fighting with anyone else. I'm saying, it's such a valuable one. It's a pepe andi. Umpera no kuringana, aumo.
Lusiengo poruji. Bantu ine muno naishire mu mu 96 ero naishire. Lero apo na ikala na ine na lili mu sintu singi sana. Wisa mpere ndala mayo vale bapa chipepa 25,000.
Marketeers at the newly constructed Chambali Modern Market in Kitwe have continued to raise concern over the poor state of the structure, blaming shoddy works by the local contractor engaged for the project. The traders say the market remains incomplete despite already being opened for use. They have cited leaking roofs that allow water into the facility whenever it rains, making trading difficult during the wet season. The marketeers also complained that the market lacks enough vendor stores, forcing many traders to display their goods on the floor. They say the absence of proper storage facilities is putting their merchandise at risk of damage and theft. The traders are now calling on relevant authorities to inspect the structure and compel the contractor to correct the defects.
The market is not being finished. We are appealing to the government of the day.
Works to modernize the curfew roundabout in Lusaka have taken a shape, marking progress in efforts to improve the city's outlook and urban infrastructure. The project involves the rehabilitation of the curfew and Kawe roundabout, as well as the construction of the traffic median along Cairo Road. According to Lusaka City Council Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba, the works have been undertaken under corporate social responsibility by Wonderful Group of Companies Limited in partnership with the council. Ms. Mwamba says the project is expected to improve traffic flow, enhance road safety, and create a more organized urban environment. She adds that once completed, the modernized roundabouts will contribute to the beautification of Lusaka and strengthen the city's status as a growing and vibrant capital city. Ms. Mwamba says the Engineering Services Department is closely monitoring the works to ensure quality standards are maintained. Works to modernize the curfew roundabout have taken shape, marking significant progress in efforts to improve the city's outlook and enhance urban infrastructure. The project, which includes rehabilitation of curfew and Kawe roundabouts, as well as the development of a traffic median along Cairo Road, is being implemented under corporate social responsibility by Wonderful Group of Companies Limited in partnership with Lusaka City Council. The ongoing works are expected to transform the roundabout into modern and more appealing landmarks, contributing to improved traffic flow, enhanced road safety, and more organized urban environment. The initiative reflects continued collaboration between the public and private sectors aimed at modernizing Lusaka and improving the quality of infrastructure within the city. The National Society for Public Service Pensioners, Retires and Trenches of Zambia, Pusereza, has urged governments to urgently clear outstanding recalculated pension benefits estimated at 684 million kwacha. Speaking during a press briefing, Pusereza Vice President Mutin Tachelo said more than 5,000 retirees are affected, with only about 1,700 reportedly paid in full so far. Ms. Chelo explained that the benefits arise from a court ruling involving former public service workers who retired between 1999 and 2008. She warned that many beneficiaries are elderly and vulnerable, adding that continued delays could result in some retirees dying before receiving their dues. Ms. Chelo has since appealed to governments to expedite the full settlement of the outstanding arrears.
We have assessed the people in authority so them to understand the plight of the retirees that has achieved nothing tangible. In some cases, we are even barred from seeing the brokers in the office. This is the reason why we have decided to meet the president through the media, as we have told the travel agency team, despite several letters we have written to say that. In conclusion, the leadership of our society, on behalf of over more than 5,000 retirees who are retired in the national interest and are scattered across the whole country, are now living in poverty.
We break the set of commercials, but before that, we have our current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.